We're now moving local over to the Naas Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil councillor Carmel Kelly joins me on the line. Good morning, Carmel. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning, Hannah, and how are you this bright and gorgeous morning?
Very, very good. Now, we haven't been able to enjoy the sun too much yet, but I know once it hits 11 o'clock, we'll be out there with the, you know, the makeshift chairs. But Carmel, we're looking at your emotions from the latest Naas Municipal District. Your first one is in relation to the Sallins Road, Monreid Avenue Junction at Hennessy's Applegreen. You're hoping that the council includes them in the works programme for an upgrade. What kind of upgrade would you be asking for here?
Oh, gosh, Hannah, anybody who knows that road will know that there is a constant stream of traffic on that Sallins Road. It's the main artery out of Naas towards Sallins and on to Clane. So there is always a stream of traffic at that junction. There's a turn right. It's a very narrow junction, and there is a turn right onto the Monreid Road. And it's always backed up. I'm asking for that junction to be widened, to be upgraded, to allow the traffic that is flowing, that is going directly, we say, down that road heading toward Sallins, to be able to drive freely without having to be backed up while we wait for people turning right onto the Monreid Road or the Monreid Avenue. At the moment, we have to wait. The road is too narrow. So I would have thought, and I have been on your show before, I would have thought this junction was already on the works programme, but it wasn't. I had asked the question several weeks ago. So for to get it on the programme, I need to put down the motion. So that's why the motion was put down at the April meeting, asking that it be put on the works programme. And it is now, I'm glad to say.
All right, Carmel, your next motion is about the current status of the work to progress the Sallins Road active travel scheme from interim to permanent. What was the council's response to this?
Well, I'm glad to see that we have some progress on them. It seems to be all about roads this month, but we've had an interim scheme for several years now. The interim scheme, you will note, was when they upgraded the road and they put all the bollards down and we had a cycle lane. But that was only interim, while a permanent scheme and a permanent and detailed design is put in place. And we got, of course, funding, which we have now. So it's a long scheme. Anybody who knows coming through Sallins, once you hit, we say, the Osbertown Junction, right up to the new Clane Road roundabout, that's a long stretch. So what they have done is they've divided it in two. So I'm glad to see that the first part of the scheme will say from the Osbertown Junction for the centre of the village is being progressed. And I've been told that this summer, all going well,
that
we will see works to progress that.
All right, some good news there. And Carmel, as you were saying, it's kind of all about roads in this month's meeting. You've also asked the council to confirm if the two sets of traffic lights on the Sallins Road at Hennessy's Junction and at Naas GAA are calibrated to take into account the residents of Cherry Grove and Hillside. They're experiencing huge issues accessing and exiting their estates. I mean, is it a situation of they're just trying to come out of the estates and due to the traffic lights, they can't get out?
Well, look, but it's for years, again, this, as I said, that road from Naas to Sallins, the only main road going between the two areas, and there isn't one councillor in the Naas area, probably in the last 10 years, who hasn't put down a motion on these two estates asking for a yellow box, for starters, to make it easier for the residents to exit their estate and also to make an entrance into their estates. And we've been shot down on all, every time on the yellow boxes. So I was asking, they're between two traffic lights. Again, that junction at Hennessy's Garage or the new Applegreen. I still call it Hennessy's Garage, even though I know it's not and most people will know it. Between there and the GAA, and again, the largest GAA club probably in the county. And these two estates are stuck on this extremely busy road between these two junctions. We're not getting a positive answer when it comes to the yellow box that would give them some leeway to get out or enter their estates. So I was wondering, had they put in place a calibration that would allow them? And it turns out there isn't. So it means that probably my next motion is going to be a traffic assessment at those two junctions, because they probably are two of the busiest estates in and out. They're small estates, but that's a very busy road. And these people just are spending too much time. I think a traffic assessment is going to be my next motion because they do need a yellow box.
Mm. Carmel, as you're saying, it's been something that, you know, has been brought up pretty much at every council meeting. I mean, has the council ever specified why a yellow box wouldn't, why they won't put a yellow box down there?
Oh, yes, they have. It doesn't meet the numbers criteria and the length of time that the residents are waiting to either exit or enter their estate.
What is the time limit that they have?
I knew you were going to ask that question. I do not know, but I promise I will find out and get back to you.
Yeah.
But they're saying that if it's only, we say, at high peak times, I know specifically they say if it's only morning and evening and it's only for a few minutes at morning and evening time, at peak times, then it doesn't warrant a box. And we're saying it does. We're also saying they need to assess these roads. I reckon, and that's why I'm saying I'm going to have to put down a motion next month asking for a traffic assessment, because I reckon they're only assessing these roads on a Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm. They're not
on weekends when there's football matches, you know, when it's a sunny day and people are moving and they're heading up that road and they're going, either going shopping or they're heading wherever. I don't believe these roads are being assessed at the times, at the busiest times.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carmel, we'll follow up with you from next week's, next month's MD meeting about that. See if a traffic assessment was carried out or can be carried out. Carmel, your very last question to the council is about an updating the status of the Salins health check. Any update on this that they were able to give?
Hallelujah. 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 Sorry. This has been ongoing for several years. Where are we? 2026? I think this is 2024 we started this. We got the residents of Salins and anybody who was interested and all the stakeholders to come along to the community centre and talk about Salins and Salins into the future and what it needed and its lacking, etc., etc. And we've been waiting for the report since, and I am extremely happy to say that a report will be in front of us, the councillors, first in June, and then it will be public knowledge. Everybody will be published, and then we will see the report of what is planned. Even though we have the Salins settlement strategy out at the moment, that's a land use plan. This will be a plan of the centre of Salins, where the heart of Salins will be, where we might have a public square, all of these good things. And it's hugely important for the people of Salins. And I'm delighted to see that it is imminent.
Absolutely. And a good kind of motion and question to wrap up on, Carmel. Carmel, good news for the Salins health check there. Yeah. And also, thank you for joining us this morning on the show to run through those